Jones in person?
Well, she's pretty hot, you know, when you see her on TV, and then you get up close, and it's ridiculous. It's honestly, isn't that the weirdest thing? She's not a 5'9" leggy model. She's kind of, you know, she's 4 foot. No, she's taller than that. But she is so hot because she's got those green eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's beautiful. And she's one of the coolest girls ever. She's so yeah. cool, down to earth, grounded, not a snob, totally approachable. Yeah. But super smart. Like, she went to what, Harvard? No. Did she go to Harvard? Yale? Some big school. Cambridge? One of those. Anyway, in person, 5 or 6 times hotter than on TV.
Oh, didn't want to hear that. I was hoping she would be like a chud or something.
We have an addiction or something you're trying to break, and you want no, tell me she's terrible.
Pretty much. Ever since Star on The Office, I've kind of had a thing for her, and Star on Letterman, or no, with Leno the other night, and yeah, it just got worse.
What's your lineage? What's your heritage? Your genetic background? What's your family tree?
I'm basically as white as you can get.
She hates white people.
What about if I'm white and I can throw on an accent? Like,
well, you have to date her via some kind of MSN Messenger voice transfer thing. That's the only way you could date her then, or over the phone.
What's her heritage?
She's got some crazy heritage, man. She's got, well, she's half Quincy Jones, which is also a mix of stuff. And then her mom is Jewish. But she was saying there's some crazy stuff way, way, way back. It was cool, man. She was really, really cool.
Yeah, she seems like it.
I hate to burst your bubble.